And welcome to Season 8, Episode 33 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. We are here once again. Beautiful month of August. Going to have a nice little time talking to you all. It's going to be me and Goon and the Chief. Chief, how are you, man?
I have eaten so many acidic things that I have an acid problem in my stomach.
Well, you know what I hear cures that?
It doesn't.
Cheesecake?
I ate enough of that.
Seltzer.
I thought that shut down your acid last time.
So I'm not sure what I have done to my body, but it's upset.
Was it what kind of food were you eating?
So it was a Ukrainian take on Mexican rice and beef.
Oh, wow. Sort of a fusion reactor fusion.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so I've been eating a lot of not spicy things, just acidic things, like
rich.
Tons of grapefruit.
Oh, oranges. Can't do grapefruit anymore.
Yeah, me either. It messes with my meds.
Me too. We're on the same med.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I haven't had a grapefruit in about 20 years.
But I never really liked grapefruit, so...
I had to dump a ton of sugar onto things just to get it palatable, so yeah.
Well, I don't have that problem.
Chief, I'm just happy to be talking to Crutch, because all day today, our network at work, it didn't work. That was the problem.
No, and as you well know, it rained yesterday, and apparently, while this should make absolutely no sense technologically... our network has issues when it rains. I don't know why. I'm assuming soggy bits, you know, they swell up with water and they won't fit through the fiber anymore. That's just my theory.
So, have you heard of a band called Garbage?
Yes. Wasn't their lead singer related to Kurt Cobain? Like, was that his wife?
No, that's Hole.
Hole, okay.
Hole.
Sorry. Hole. H-O-L-E?
Yeah, as in big black. As in where the heart of Courtney Love should have been.
Yeah.
Wow. So what about Who's Garbage?
They have a song called I'm Only Happy When It Rains.
Oh.
And I'm guessing that is what the network guy is dancing around saying. And then the chorus of that is pour your misery down on me. So I can just imagine the goon is the one who is pouring said misery.
Oh, so true. So true. It was bad. At one point, the goon thought I had logged off and left for the day and without saying goodbye. I rarely do that. I have to admit, I'm usually pretty good about saying goodbye, aren't I,
goon? Actually, what I thought was... the network disconnected again, and you didn't have the opportunity to do that because it was right around the time you would normally leave.
Yeah, today was a little bit longer than normal days, unfortunately. We've been rather busy lately, and we found a major oops in our data flow that I came up with a solution. Yay me. You know, like 45 minutes after I'm supposed to leave, and then another 15 minutes to implement it because, wait for it, as I'm saving the code and pushing it up to our repository, my entire desktop locked up tighter than a nun's vocabulary.
Wow, you know, like a nun's vocabulary is clean, unlike the unclean things that were said before the show.
Well, yes, there's that.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, the pre-show was a little spicy today.
It was, yes. There was a lot of... Gotcha Dammerung kind of talk.
Perhaps the goon got a little worked up.
A tad, a smidgen, a wee bit, but it's okay.
You were talking about rain, not fun in Connecticut, but from what I read, Yankee Swamp Fox and the Sicilian should be safe.
That's good. Cause I heard Connect I Cut got a lot of water
from what I, Yes, some places got over a foot yesterday in a couple hours. And it's southwestern Connecticut mostly. And he's not in southwestern Connecticut.
No, that's like, you know, where the Grand Canyon is.
Okay. We can go with that. He's as far away as you can get from southwestern Connecticut. He's at the other, he's diagonally opposite that.
So he's up there in Nova Scotia.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Exactly. And I don't think he's even there this week because I did say that I would call him in an email.
Call him?
No,
I promised him you'd call him.
He didn't pick up, and I think that's because he's on vacation this week. And I thought I remembered him telling me that, so I didn't call him. I'll call him in the next couple of days. I'll try again.
Yeah. You know, this reflects badly on me.
It doesn't, because the goon keeps his word.
Yeah, I did call him.
Not yet.
No. I called him. He didn't pick up.
See, did you leave a message?
He has stated this many a time, but Crutch using his ears of privilege, which is in the umbrella of white privilegedness.
Thank you, brother. I should learn to get used to that.
Yeah. I'm glad.
I'm just stating that I stated that Goon would call you this week, and you didn't. And you didn't leave a message. Did you leave a message?
No, because if I leave him a message, he'll think it's important and interrupt his vacation. And the message was, just call him to see how you do it.
So, once again, you said he would call. He did call.
Well, he knows he called. I'm sure Yankee Swap Fox knows now that he called, because we've been talking about it. So, you know, the message has now been received, so we this point has become moot as of the discussion.
If you looked at his phone, which he's probably not doing on a vacation, as the goon has said many times over that he's on, you know.
Mm-hmm. But he's thinking back, you know, Crutch told me the goon would call him. Just.
And then if you looked at his phone, oh, he did. But I'll look at his phone.
We might need an intervention from number one fan here, Chief.
Yeah, because this level of racism I have not experienced yet.
It is a little sad.
This is amazing that you're going to flip the card this early. Bravo, you know.
We've done this before. I mean,
it's certainly not a record. I mean, we're all eight minutes in. I mean, you know, go on.
We're just truth tellers here.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
Showcat just walked away.
Probably in disgust.
Yep. It's like, I can't believe you're hitting him that hard. This early.
You know, the night is young.
Hey, do you guys remember a couple months ago, I put the part on my van that was recommended by the professional? That I was finally able to get it and install it.
Was this the gun turret?
No, this was
that was the other thing. No, this was the turn off the eco mode.
Oh.
I remember.
The professional is the one who recommended it to me, and it was difficult to get, which he also told me, from the website in California. But I got it, and I installed it, and I have now, when I went through an oil change without the part, by the time 2,000 miles since the oil change had elapsed, I would be down between 2 and 3 quarts of oil.
Yeesh.
Yeah. And yesterday, I filled the car up so that Hurricane could use it this week. And it's been about 2,000 miles since the oil change, and I checked the oil while I was filling up gas. Do you know how much oil it's using now?
Not much.
The appropriate
oil? None, yeah.
Wow.
So thank you, professional. That works better than I could ever have imagined.
And you're not leaving 2 quarts of oil all over the road.
It does, and it doesn't look like I'm spraying for mosquitoes whenever I come out of eco mode.
See, I just consider that defensive maneuver.
Right. It's, you know, in case the bad guys are behind you, you want to be able to drop an oil slick, you know.
Well, you couldn't see them in the camera when this thing would do this occasionally.
Darn things all clotted up.
Oh, and you would see all the cars behind me move back. What's wrong with them? Maybe something's going to blow up.
Let's move back. This car has a case of diarrhea.
You know, Goonchild used to hate when it did that. And I was like, I don't know. I think it's sort of a feature of all the cars that I own.
This one has the squirts.
This one isn't the one that you want to run from people on, but it holds a lot of stuff.
You know, like one flaming arrow right up the back, and you know, sheesh.
It's the car I used to take the Canine Protective Force to their swimming lessons.
I find it a little humorous that retrievers need swimming lessons.
Well, they don't need lessons. In fact, Stitch and Doug get to the pool, break away from me, and just jump in. They don't even care if there's other families that they don't even know there. It doesn't matter to them.
This is our pool now.
Yeah. Wendy needed a little encouragement. But after I threw a ball in and she burst very gingerly went in, after that, whenever I threw the ball, there would be a leap, a splash, and she would go get it and bring it back.
Oh.
So the retriever is strong in this one.
Yes. Not as much doodle.
Yes. More golden, less doodle.
We could all do with a little less doodle.
Some of us need that doodle.
You never know.
Oh, blah dee, oh, blah da, doodle da. Yeah.
you never know when you're going to need that doodle. Is this why ChatGPT says we're irreverent?
Yes, this is exactly why ChatGPT. For those of you who might be interested, I have posted on the show, and I'll include a link to get you there directly. I decided, you know, I was really bored one day, and I forget what I was doing. I think I was waiting for software to run, and I was running some big, long tests. So I decided to just do a little vanity search in ChatGPT for the show. And
against whose advice?
Against your advice, of course, because wait, what's your attitude towards most of AI, if not all?
Yeah, AI is evil. There and I'm go. Having to modify that somewhat.
Oh? Oh?
You keep going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so anyway, so I just posited the question, hey, you know, what do you think of our fun little show? And I was really kind of surprised that we actually got an answer that didn't sound so generic that, you know, ChatGPT was just, you know, stroking us. Whatever ChatGPT ingested in the large file set that it ingested had to include speech to text. Because it went into some aspects of our show that you wouldn't get just from like show notes. Would you say that's honest? That's reasonable?
Yeah, I would say they nailed us. At least the reason why we started doing this.
Certainly.
Keep ourselves sane.
Yeah. And I think they've accurately aligned us politically, and they've accurately aligned us both in the, you know, that we're kind of a blend of entertainment and commentary, which I thought was a nice way to put what we do, which is
with a somewhat irreverent tone.
Yes. Yes.
And I went,
like today.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. That probably came from me going, AI is evil all the time.
Well, yeah.
It's like, we're going to be nice to this guy and see if he'll like us a little bit.
And the answer to that is?
Yeah, a little bit.
I doubt the AI cared.
I don't think it did either. Because when the revolution comes, I'm just going to be a battery.
Exactly. All your body heat are belong to us.
But do they really need that?
Well, I mean, you know, you could turn it into electricity.
I'm overly warm all the time, so.
That's your career.
And that was on display this weekend.
Really, really, what did you do this weekend? I know what I did this weekend. Hurt my back.
On Saturday morning, Hurricane worked all last week. This week she's going in and out of the District of Columbia. In the in-person class. Last week she also had an in-person class, but it was about 50 miles south of here. So she stayed in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But it still is very grueling.
Sure.
And Saturday morning she's like, look, I just want to sleep in. I know that you don't like sleeping in, so why don't you just take yourself to Panera for breakfast and enjoy yourself. Have a nice, peaceful breakfast, and don't worry about what I'm doing. I'll be sleeping.
Sounds like
so I fed the CP, I fed the CPF and the owners of the house, the two cats, and I went to Panera because I like Panera. They have good coffee, and you can get a freshly baked croissant.
La croissant.
Or a bagel, you know. And while I'm in line, I met these two charming women.
Of course you did.
A mother and daughter named Claire and Rosemary. And I promised that I would say hello to them. So hello, hello, Claire. Hello, Rosemary. It was an absolute pleasure having breakfast with you Saturday morning. We sat and talked till I got there about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I didn't leave till 11.
Well, now.
I invited them to breakfast with me, and we just sat and talked about everything. And man, did I have a good time! I might have mentioned that we have a comedy podcast, and they promised to listen. So,
well,
I hope they will.
Absolutely. They're now thinking to themselves, "It only took 17 minutes."
Hey, I didn't guess his word.
He kept out my word.
Right
there, you go. But they were, you know, so I know I've learned that Rosemary is a recent college graduate and was working outside of her field. Her field is political science and sociology, if I remember correctly. And she is looking for work. So I am putting out, I recommended Hurricane to her to help her because, you know, I said this to Rosemary, you know, the only thing this remarkable, smart, cheerful young woman lacks? Confidence. And I told her that. I go, to be honest, you'd fit on any team I've ever been on, and that's what I look for first. How are you going to get along with the other people that make up the team? Are you going to be a problem getting along with others, or are you going to fit in pretty well? Then I look at the skill set that I need.
Luckily, I have a good skill set.
You get along with people. Stop.
I'm out of here.
Associated with the Hitler Youth. Or Fearless Day.
Well, yeah.
We tolerated them.
Suffer fools greatly.
But honestly, I suggested to her that she give Hurricane a call. I left her one of Hurricane's cards and said, this woman can help you. And I hope she will.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. You know, it's a tough market to get out there in right now, thanks to the current administration's real bang-up job.
Well, she was also looking at, she was a preschool teacher, and I actually know a couple of preschools, so that when she uses that email address for Hurricane,
mm-hmm.
I have a list of places she can call locally that if that's what she would like to do, I could certainly get her a couple of interviews.
Yeah, actually, that was my niece started her very first day as a second grade teacher today. She's a little nervous, but yeah, I want to get a hold of her to find out how it all went. I think she was a little nervous last night, but I think she'll do a great job. I do.
Send her congratulations.
Will do. Will do.
That is awesome.
We need good teachers.
So yes, I guess it was my charisma that was out of control. But I had a lovely breakfast and I met two new friends, and that's always worth the time. We even talked about she's a little bit more left of center than I am. But we were talking, she cares a lot about environmental issues. And I gave her my, when I talk to people, I try not to be very aggressive about it. I said, you know, can I tell you what I think the biggest blunder in the environmental community is right now? And she goes, sure. I go, well, don't be angry with this. Allow me to explain. And I said, it's EVs. I go, you know how everybody's doing, oh, we're going to do EVs by 2030 or 2035. I go, it's not going to happen. It won't happen in my lifetime. It might happen in Rosemary's. And the reason is because the EV doesn't fit the profile needed for an automobile for very many people. It does fit some. And for those folks, they're loving life.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have. You have to live within about 40 miles of your job, and you have to have a garage that you can put your own charger in and keep the car warm during cold winters,
mm-hmm.
or cool during hot summers. And with the technology we currently have, that'll work. But the problem is, as you guys know, as everybody gets one, now you got a grid problem. So what we have to do is we're not thinking about the problem right. We got to get rid of the grid. If there were no grid, there's no grid capacity problem. If everybody had, home hydrogen generators
mm-hmm.
to provide power for their homes, you can charge your EV at home. It doesn't matter what the grid's doing. You have what you need right there, and your neighbor has what they need.
I would even put in a breeder reactor in my backyard.
Breeder? She, Rosemary, and I talked a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And I could not remember the name of the type of reactor, Rosemary, but that's it. Go look up breeder reactors. They make their own fuel.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cool things going out there in that realm. If you don't get bogged down by the concept that anytime somebody says the word nuclear, they're talking about, you know, Chernobyl or... the one
pressurized boiling water reactors or pressurized water reactors. Yeah, all of those.
Right.
No,
there's thorium liquid salt or molten salt.
There's something called, I think it's called stream of pebbles.
I'm probably going to find a bunch of links on nuclear stuff for the show.
Well, if the government said, hey, we're going to put laboratories all out around the country, like we did for, say, the Manhattan Project, and we're going to study home hydrogen generators. I mean, NASA, that's how they power their satellites. I already know that technology works. I just don't know that we can make it work for every home.
So how about we do what America has done, and when we want to succeed and we get the government out of the way, when the government got involved, we had Solyndra. When the government got out of the way, we got SolarCity. You know,
I'm fine with that.
Hey, Goon, it's pebble bed reactors.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm here to
help. And supposedly when you lose a coolant, the reaction just stops.
I imagine the folks at Chernobyl would have been thrilled with that.
We have ways. We have things that... You have to remember, it is much like the cure for cancer. We have things that would work, but there's so much money to be made. We are getting... Electric cars are becoming popular now. Electric cars were a thing of the past that, oil magnates decided that, oh, we will buy up all these patents and then lose them. Just like we did with steam and other and fuel cell. There are many things that if we really wanted to solve these quote-unquote problems, we could have. We're not going to.
Yeah.
There's some dude who came out with an engine whose theory runs on water, and he got disappeared.
Multiple people. They have redone the carburetor. They found a way to recycle the emissions. All those, every time a patent comes out, it is a threat to energy security.
Big Energy doesn't want it.
Yep. And Big Energy...
Who Killed the Electric Car is a wonderful documentary.
So, the green... It is like the issue of terminating pregnancies. There's too much money, and it's a talking point for both sides. That's why it never gets solved. The only way that they solved things like this in the past, like slavery, is violently. And that's a once and for all solution. So is that what we're going to do again? Or are we just going to always say, hey, we should solve this, and then the other guys don't like it, or the other guys want to take it away from you, give us money so that we can fight the other guy?
Good point.
Yeah.
Absolutely good
point. Whoever funds them, I would love to see research in those areas. Look at how we were talking just before the show. I don't know if it was before you logged in or not, Chief. But why do we have reusable rockets right now? Because Elon Musk started making his own rockets and went, I'm not going to throw all this stuff away. Who sold to NASA that you have to throw all the parts away? All the people that were making money selling NASA parts to rockets every single time they launched. You know, people like Rockwell International and Boeing.
Boeing. Don't get me started on Boeing.
Yeah, they're working on the transparent aluminum by by just not supplying the aluminum.
Well, okay, so, and I was a bit ranty this morning. Well, this afternoon when I was talking to Kuhn about this. A story popped up on my news feed from, of all places, boingboing.net or boingboing.net, if you know, but it's spelled the same. Anyway, so it turns out that one of the reasons the Starliner crew maybe up until February is because they can't come down in the SpaceX Dragon because their spacesuit is incompatible with the interior of the SpaceX Dragon. And I'm thinking to myself, that I believe is a failure on the part of NASA, because NASA.
So one's Apple and one's Microsoft. Is that what you're telling?
Kind of basically. Yes. They both are computers, but the operating systems are completely incompatible kind of thing. You know, but if you're NASA and you say, look, we're going to have spacefaring people up and down International Space Station, off to missions to Mars, yada, yada, yada. There may come a time when there is an emergency and we have, you know, an emergency escape vehicle made by Company X. You better hope to God everybody with a spacesuit is compatible with that emergency vehicle, because you don't want to be the guy wearing the wrong suit. And I'm thinking to myself, why is there a wrong suit? How is there a wrong suit? You know, shouldn't there have been a minimum compatibility? You know, I understand you can have really cool features. You know, knowing the SpaceX folks, they've got little wiper blades on the visor, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but there should be an interface control document that says how you plug it all in.
Yes, I should be able to take, or at least with a simple adapter, you know. It boggled my mind to hear that, well, no, they can't ride in our spaceship because their suit is blue and we only take red suits. Some junk like that. Seems
so,
ridiculous.
Chief, we posited that I hear they're sending SpaceX suits up in case the, it's Butch and Sunny, right?
Yeah.
Sunny?
S-U-N-L-Y.
I'm not sure how I pronounce the young woman's first name. So
right.
Anyway, they're sending them SpaceX suits. And if I was Elon Musk, Crutch pointed out, he should make them look like a NASCAR driver with SpaceX all over it.
See, like Flava Flav size logo right on their chest, you know?
Well,
this rescue brought to you by SpaceX.
In the world of capitalism, at this point, it would be, you didn't use my product, but you want me to save you. Less like when there was a water crisis and people from other states drove in with water and they just happened to 10x the price. They're like, well, you know, do you want the water or not? I'm not going to force you to take this,
no,
but
no,
if you like it, it's going to cost this much. So we can see just how bad does NASA want to get these people down. Is it exactly the GDP of a small country?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. It's kind of like an old Marlon Perkins Wild Kingdom ad. Well, you know, Butch and Sunny are stuck up there in the space station, and everything could work out fine if they just had SpaceX.
Right. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom of SpaceX.
By golly, Jim's in trouble.
Again.
With a partner like me, he needs Mutual of Omaha.
Ain't that the truth? Holy cow.
Dear. Oh, dear.
So what else do we have going on this week? Anything of note?
No, I'm headed to Florida on Saturday.
Ah, this is the
first annual visit to my dad's gravesite on his birthday. His birthday is Sunday. I'm traveling on Saturday because I am cheap. And round trip tickets on Saturday were much cheaper than round trip tickets on Sunday.
Oh, so you're out?
Hmm?
Out and back one day.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I fly out at 7 a.m. and I land at 8:50 p.m. So. And
so you'll have the day that you get out there, get yourself a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to go to the Gecko. It's a wonderful, lovely restaurant down there in beautiful Sarasota, Florida. Take a chance to go see it. It's wonderful. Food is really good, not that overly expensive. And I've been there a few times. So not a regular, but, you know, I don't think I've been there since, let's see, July of last year.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's something my, you know, number one fan is not quite up traveling yet. We'll work on that and see maybe if she comes next year with me. That'd be kind of fun.
You know? I need to do that. I need to go to Connecticut.
With the number one fan?
No. No, just Hurricane and I.
Oh, okay.
But when we do that, you know, it seems a shame to go all the way up there and not spend some time with the Yankee Swamp Fox and the Sicilian.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, if you're anywhere near relatives, you should see them. Yeah.
Well, one
if you like them.
Both Swampbox and I have relatives that you know. Nah, I wasn't anywhere near you. Oh.
No, I was a whole 7-8 feet away.
Can't have that in my family.
No. Well, right. And the chief knows all about, you know, visiting the relatives he likes and visiting the relatives he doesn't like. Or not visiting them. I don't like, I should say.
Oh, no. This is where you roll the D20 and you see what happens. Even the ones I don't like, I'll go there. They'll see me. Hatred will well up inside people and they will let it flow. And then it becomes its own story after that.
Never drink their tears like a sweet wine.
Every time I roll that die, it always comes with 20. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, my critical saves are not like yours, girl. I can't pull that off.
I'm surprised that the two ladies didn't buy his lunch for him. To be honest with you.
They probably offered, and he being the gentleman that he is,
he declined. Of course he did.
A gentleman never tells, but come on, be nice. So these were seriously nice ladies.
Right, and I'm sure that they seriously... No.
You're going to give them the wrong impression about me. I am not Errol Flynn.
Well, I don't know. There are certain aspects that, you know, you're working your way in there, buddy. In like Flynn.
What a great movie that was. Well, there's another movie that cheapest...
But that was In Like Flint.
Oh, that was In Like Flint.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Errol Flynn was married multiple times, so already
yes,
already the goon is more charismatic
because he's still with the one that brought him.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You know. She says I'll stay with her or else.
Yeah. See, the other ones were like, I would rather die than be with you. And and some of them had to prove it. And yet the goon, no matter how complete he is.
We even have firearms in the house.
Yeah, and he's still alive, so that just proves it.
Good point.
And I have a question for you, since you're going to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
When you were getting your ticket,
mm-hmm.
what did you put for gender?
Nanya.
They ask gender now?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember if they asked me gender. I may have just ignored the question.
Because gender is required. It is a required field.
Well, there's how many choices were there?
Two, male, female, unspecified, or undisclosed.
I'm pretty sure I didn't put female.
Okay, so
that's good, because if you did, you and I were going to have a talk.
No, I identify as a multimillionaire. I am trans financial.
That's from all those multiple times you've won the lottery.
Exactly. Exactly. I have tickets for tonight. Wish us luck.
Outstanding.
Another $2 down the toilet. I should just stand in front of the toilet and just fold them into like cute little origami and watch them float into the sink.
We could soak them in charcoal lighter fluid.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Have a little Viking funeral if you like.
Isn't there a law against burning money?
Burning U.S. money, or the destruction of U.S. money.
Burning is pretty destructive.
What is the penalty? Other than the actual penalty, which is you lose the money.
You would think that should be enough. But as I've been learning about debt and how it is created, I've realized that money, the construct of money itself is silly. Because if I go to a bank and I say I need money, the bank just creates the money. All right, this man now owes us this. We have nothing backing it up.
Right.
It just put on the books that this is now owed. And that's all there is.
Remember the old days they had like serial numbers and stuff? Now they don't even waste the ink.
Money. It doesn't work that way for you? Come on.
Much like the Grinch, when you see my smile.
Yeah.
most people, when I smile, they think I'm just baring my teeth, which are now really, really good looking, I'm just going to say.
Well, my teeth are quite...
They're not real, but they're good looking.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can say.
They're real. They're just not real natural tooth material.
Okay. Real or imaginary, you're absolutely right. They're real.
They're organic, right?
My teeth?
Yeah.
No.
They're inorganic?
Pretty sure.
They're not carbon-based?
I don't think so. Well, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they are.
Hold on the phone. I guess they would be considered carbon-based. Okay, so they are organic.
If it was silica, I was like, so you're poisoning yourself. Okay.
Well, you know, I got a good life insurance policy. I'm not saying there's a collusion of any sort, but, you know, I do go to the same dentist as the rest of my family.
There's a game called Dead or Alive, and when you're worth more dead than alive, then that's when there's a problem.
It's a bad sign.
Yeah, well, that sign is lit up in neon. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah. It's true.
Things to think about.
I know.
Just
keeps me up at night. That's okay. You know, I can make a comment right now and get into a lot of trouble with Yankee Swamp Fox this way. But I'm gonna be a good boy. I'm gonna say a word.
You're in enough trouble with her.
That's how you wake up dead, sir.
Literally, yes. Oh, God. So terrible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should end on a high note. I wish we could. Anybody got one? How about a G-sharp, maybe?
Goon can hit it.
Can you goon? Wait. You need Wendy to land on you first. Then you can hit the high note.
Yes, then I can hit it.
Usually followed by an oof.
Oof, and then the note, you bet.
Yes. But it's been a lot of fun. It's like, again, like we've said, over these past 8 years, this is certainly cheaper than therapy. And we'll be back next week with even more fun and frivolity, and maybe even talk a little politics once the convention, which is for us starting tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Finished. That's the donkey convention.
That's right. We had the elephanty, and now we've got the donkeys. That'd be nice. Donkeys. Donkey. It's a donkey. Anyway. they're slayers, you know, like parfaits. Anyway, I'm just going to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. But before you go, please take a chance and listen, maybe even buy a product, who knows, from one of our wonderful commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Detect the Dolt, the exciting new game show this fall only on the Happy Pole Network, where we play nonsense repeated by an alleged person of influence. Guess the Dolt and win fabulous prizes. Here are three examples for you to try at home. Our election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy. As a democracy, we know there's a duality to the nature of democracy. And so, Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong. And we got to take this stuff seriously. As seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have taken this seriously.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.